game, karma game. I just thought about it, that there you are. Let's think of it then as an open world game, there are worlds, and you get karma for everything you do, and that will determine your future, and then you will die, and then where you will go, then it's determined by your karma, and you will see your life, you know, with the realistic near or death experiences based on the near-death experiences. Yeah, that can be interesting. And there was one thing I thought of today. Oh yeah, and then so it's based on knowledge. And one thing I just thought of today was that the players, the gamers, those who play that game inside there, run around and do things, choose what they want to do, and then get reactions depending on who they do it to and so on. They can hurt each other, or they can love each other, or be kind to each other. You can also kind of either tell your own life story. It could be a diary that is even, you know, automatically generated by AI or something, but you can edit it, but you don't have to write it. And then that story becomes, it adds to the Akashic record, so to speak, in that game. And some or other, that all that information can be used. Or, I don't know, that just came up with that. But different versions of that, but also that you can, that there could be knowledge somehow or other there that the players, the gamers can contribute to somehow or other by experiences. And also if you, let's say you are in the game and you do your diary and you get some little bonus for that, and that's available, it's, you're publishing yourself. So it could also turn into a little bit of a social media thing there, not overtaken by AI and corporate marketing work and so on, advertisement, all that. But the real one, and by the way, I thought of that, kind of social media where people gather with friends, of course, but also around different interests. I'm interested in this and this and this and this and this, and how about you? And then there are already groups, little like dating sites, I guess, but where you just, it's not that you're there primarily to find a date, but you get a group of people, and then someone can say, you know, I have this group, I invite you, and another one can ask, can I go in that group? Sound, looks interesting. And it could be like any social media, that what is being written in that group, and pictures and videos and all of it, is, well, available for everyone, if it's public, and for the group members only, if it's set to that. I mean, that sounds like a nice, fair, and honest, and I would say creative way to hang out, where you then are gathering in little interest, or big, maybe, interest groups, just like in the town I come from. That's what people do, or did, at least when I was younger. That sports club, the other one there, and the canoe club, and I was in the water ski club, and all kinds of clubs. My mom was in sewing circle clubs, and there was book studying circles. And this is how it is in Sweden, I think still. And in that way you make friends, new friends also. And I think it's very nice. So social media should be like that. That's just a big, weird flow that you're supposed to sit and browse mindlessly through. of nonsense where you're kind of, your only purpose there is to browse, which means your eyes are on that screen, which means that the one who presents that stuff on your screen gets some, makes some money or whatever. So, yeah, I don't know if it came into that, but I'm just recording so that everyone who hears this could me remember, but I think this is a good idea, that kind of social media thing in general. Just sitting here at night talking, blah, blah.